Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to the channel once again. It was monstrous, but to be expected, that just a few days ago, I think it was on the 6th, that Donald Trump, he imposed sanctions on the judges of the International Criminal Court, on a member of the support staff for the ICC. He is furious because the ICC has issued an arrest warrant for the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Defense Minister, and others. They've issued arrest warrants for Vladimir Putin, for the Russian so-called Children's Rights Commissioner, and other people against whom there is an extremely well-founded criminal case. Well, the ICC, with regards to the arrest warrant for Netanyahu, my question is, what took you so long? It took about a year after Israel's savage assault on Gaza before the arrest warrant was issued. It took tens of thousands of civilian deaths. It took hundreds of thousands of civilian injuries. The evidence was absolutely superabundant and irrefragable, using bombs to demolish whole apartment blocks in the idea this was a counter-terrorist operation. It wasn't. These were terrorist attacks committed by the Israeli Defense Force at the express direction of Prime Minister Netanyahu. The wide-scale abuse of prisoners, the torture of prisoners, it's on TV, even on Israeli TV. And if that's what they're doing, Israeli soldiers, when they know they're being filmed, what on earth do they do when they're not being filmed? There are extremely well-documented cases of torture of Palestinian civilians in Israeli custody, and on and on and on. Do also things which were banned in the United Kingdom like over 50 years ago, like hooding of suspects and so forth, deliberately targeting hospitals, deliberately targeting clinics, deliberately targeting schools. Oh, yeah, because it's a Hamas base. So every single school, every single clinic, every single hospital, every single mosque, every single house, every single building in Gaza is a Hamas base. It's absolutely preposterous. So even Israel admits at least 70% of people they've killed, at least, are women and children. Most of the men are not Hamas militants either. And you see the gross disproportionality between the casualties on the two sides. Very, very few Israeli soldiers were killed. I prefer if nobody was killed on either side. So the vast majority of people they've killed have been civilians, and they have done it on purpose. They know what's happening. They've been told this by Amnesty International, by Human Rights Watch, and so on. So, okay, you can have a legitimate military operation, and there may be collateral damage, as in people get killed, civilians get killed, right? And that might be proportionate, but this is totally disproportionate. And sometimes killing civilians hasn't been incidental. It's been precisely the objective: deliberately withhold humanitarian aid, life-sustaining medicine, food, and so on, drinking water withheld, sometimes conditionality, depending on whether Gazans cooperate with the orders of the illegal military occupying force, the IDF, and on and on. Public statements. The strongest witness against Netanyahu is Netanyahu. But of course, the US government is furious that its minion, or maybe I should say its master, is called into question. Now, the Israeli government doesn't control the United States, has never attempted to control the United States, but they do want to shape US foreign policy towards the Middle East. They don't really care about US foreign policy towards Chile or Zambia and Myanmar, just around their region. Okay, any country would like to have sway, would like to persuade the United States, they're a powerful country, to go their way. But Israeli influence over US foreign policy is staggering. The United States has wielded its United Nations veto in the Security Council more than any other country, and it's wielded it mostly in favor of Israel. So that's why Israel gets away with this. Obviously, the US government has provided the weapons, knowing what they'll be used for. Okay, if you know someone has committed murder and he requests a weapon to commit murder again, and you provide it to him, then you are equally guilty. All right, the accessory is just as culpable as the principal, and so it goes on. Now, it's sickening that there should be sanctions against judges for doing their jobs, for following the evidence without fear, without favor. And you can read the bill of indictment, and it's all in chapter and verse exactly why they're doing this. The mountain of absolutely indisputable evidence. And if they really think there's no case against Netanyahu, why doesn't he go there voluntarily and stand trial? If he really thinks he'd be acquitted, saying it's politicized, it's preposterous. Trump's response is politicized. The International Criminal Court was founded with the express support of the United States government. Way back in the 90s, the US was the loudest cheerleader for the establishment of the same court. The United States has encouraged, has helped create various other international criminal tribunals, has sent judges there, sat in judgment on politicians and military officers of other countries in the Nuremberg trial, in the International Criminal Tribunal for the Far East, in the International Court for the former Yugoslavia, in the International Court in Rwanda, and on, has given great encouragement for the establishment of regional courts in Africa and elsewhere. And therefore, it behoves the United States to abide by its own much vaunted standards. The United States gratingly asserts its moral authority with regard to international law and human rights, but blatantly and massively violates these with regard to the Palestinians. So this is an attempt to intimidate the judges. This is attempting to pervert the course of justice, or obstruction of justice, as it would be known in the United States. So the US says there's shameful moral equivalency between Israel and Hamas. And I suppose they're right. Israel is illegally occupying Palestine, and Palestine's not illegally occupying an inch of Israel. Now, Hamas is very, very bad, has deliberately murdered thousands of civilians. Israel has deliberately murdered tens of thousands of civilians in the last year and a half alone. So the United States even signed the Rome Statute, creating the ICC, but then refused to ratify it. So 125 sovereign states out of 193 are fully signed up members of the ICC. So I'm very, very delighted to see that 79 countries signed a joint statement, Republic of Ireland to the foremost, Aaron Gabrour, and indeed the United Kingdom, condemning Trump's executive order to try and mistreat judges for upholding human rights, because the ICC correctly stands up for justice and human rights. It doesn't matter who's committing the crime. It doesn't matter who's the victim of the crime. A crime is a crime. And everyone's going to be held to their own standards, to these standards. Yoav Gallant. And, you know, the IDF, the so-called most moral army in the world. Don't make me laugh. And I know there are armies in the world, and particularly in the Middle East, Assad's merry mob, who were even worse. But there's been grossly excessive use of violence, torture, plundering, you know, gloating over corpses and so on, the pornography of death and sheer wanton destruction, deliberately desecrating graves and mosques and so on. So, you know, it would be sickening to me if it happened to Hindus, to Jews, to Buddhists, to Christians, whoever. And I wish the wingnut Christians in the US realized that some of the Palestinians are Christians, and they're actually the descendants of the original Christians, and then tried to try and deny the Palestinians their very name, the erasure of their name, not to call it Palestinian Gaza or the West Bank or Palestine at all, to call it Judea and Samaria, encouraging this illegal occupation of Palestine. And of course, it is a gift to Putin and his criminal syndicate, because they can say, well, the ICC has got no moral authority. The US is against it. You know, the United States cannot be for the ICC when it suits them and against it when it doesn't suit them. You've got to be consistent. And the global South will say, you can see the flagrant hypocrisy of Uncle Sam, when he's a cheerleader for the countless atrocities against the Palestinian peoples. So Hamas is horrific, and it came out of horrific circumstances. Hamas deliberately created by Israel in the 1980s. You don't believe me? Listen to former Mossad officers, and they'll say so. They did it to split the Palestinian national movement, to enfeeble the PLO. It succeeded even more than they'd hoped for. So anyway, the IT operations and the technical operations of the ICC could be affected. Various family members won't be able to get visas to go to the United States and so on. Well, this should have absolutely no effect whatsoever in the operations of the ICC. You do the right thing, okay? Fiat justitia ruat coelum. So it's very worrying indeed. And it's actually redolent of that hyper-aggressive, murderous rhetoric of Dmitry Medvedev, the former president of Russia, who said there should be a nuclear strike on the International Criminal Court. So I'm very glad the International Criminal Court has done the right thing. Poland should not have granted Netanyahu an exemption to visit them and failing to arrest him. If you come to Poland, you will be arrested. I don't care, the Prime Minister of Israel. I don't care if you're a beggar in the street. And no, you cannot misuse the memory of Holocaust victims to create, to commit crimes against Palestinian civilians. Okay, I would like peace with justice in the Middle East. I would like a two-state solution. Gaza has been largely destroyed already. You know, Hamas calls for the destruction of Israel, which I don't want. Palestine's been largely destroyed as it is. And obviously dovetails with Trump's desire to illegally deport over 2 million people from their homes. It gets worse. and to keep 500,000 of them behind as a helot labor force for Israelis to take it over. What right does the United States have to Gaza? What right do they have? Absolutely none whatsoever. Imagine Palestine saying, the state of Oregon, that's ours because we want it. And we'll just kick all the people out. They'll be kicked out without any assessment. That's sickening. Yeah, a lot of Gazans would like to leave because their homes have been totally destroyed by Israel and actually by the United States for providing the weapons and the diplomatic cover and the funding. Over $4 billion in military assistance to Israel, which is already a very rich country. It's staggering, it's sickening, and I'm sad to say it's totally unsurprising. Well, we live in a grossly unjust world full of cruelty and suffering. I got to remember I'm one of the lucky ones. So Gaza really is hell on earth. I wish the conflict would come to an end. Israel is still kidnapping people in the West Bank because then it can try and trade them for some of the people whom Hamas is still holding. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.